I guess obviously it's more people, it's outside, it's during the daytime. Hopefully it's just going to be as vibey, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I'm talking very quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But I think you've been here a lot of times with different records, and every record is very different among each other. So I don't know what to expect of the show of today.
We're going to mix it up with some old songs, some new songs, some production. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be good.
And how do you manage to transport those differences in the music of the albums to the live show? Do you play the old songs like the same way, or do you just kind of rearrange them?
No, it's all like played the same way. We change little bits, don't we, to make them like to add sections in live where we can get the crowd like involved and stuff. So just stuff like that. But like they all kind of like fade into each other well. So even though they're quite varied in like styles, it all works live. Yes. It makes the set a bit more interesting.
A lot of dynamics in the set, you know what I mean? And this is like they still bring their eyes and show even when we're playing like the more slower songs, I guess, you know what I mean? So there's still a lot of energy and stuff like that. So it's been good so far. It's good for us to play these new songs as well, you know what I mean?
That's what I was wondering. How did you do to get the energy, the savage, wild energy of the first Bring Me the Horizon with this kind of more softened pop, electro pop, a lot of influences version of Bring Me the Horizon?
It just works. I mean, like when we play them live, I guess it kind of comes across in a different way to the CD, but they just sound energetic and like exciting, and I think when you're performing them as well, it like adds to the whole song and stuff. So I mean, they're definitely good. They come across well live, I think, anyway, so, okay. Yeah.
Did you have a chance to see something of Buenos Aires? I don't know, sometimes musicians on tour just, hop from one city to the other, and sometimes you can stay and do a little bit.
We had a little bit of walk around the hotel yesterday, like, around there, and tonight we're going to Boca Juniors game.
Oh, you got tickets. It's not that easy.
Oh, I don't know, someone got them for us. I don't know. It's going to be good.
Have you ever been in an Argentinian soccer match?
No.
But you are a football fan from Sheffield.
Yeah, all of us.
Well, I think the experience may be a little different. I would warn you to be be with your eyes open.
Yeah. We're ready. We're ready to kick off.
Hooligans.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you very much. If you want to say something more to your fans in Argentina that are listening to this interview.
If you're here, cheers for watching. It's cool, you know, we enjoy coming over here. It's always a fun experience for us, like we're saying, we've been here a couple of times before and it's always good, you know, meeting the fans and playing the show. So now it's really cool, we're really appreciative and we're happy to be here, so thank you very much.
Okay, guys, good luck and thank you very much.
Thank you.